This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. The Human Rights Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The declaration was adopted and proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1948 as the shared standard yardstick to protect human rights across the globe. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. President Draupadi Murmu will address a program organized by the National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi today on the occasion of Human Rights Day. In a statement, NHRC said that the day's celebration will be followed by a day-long national conference on mental well-being, navigating stress from classroom to workplace. Former Chief Minister of Karnataka and former Union Minister S.M. Krishna passed away at the age of 92 early this morning at his residence in Sadashiv Nagar, Bengaluru, due to a prolonged illness. The S.M. Krishna held several prominent positions during his illustrious political career. He served as the Chief Minister of Karnataka from 1999 to 2004 and as the External Affairs Minister from 2009 to 2012. He also served as the 18th Governor of Maharashtra between 2004 and 2008. The President, that is Draupadi Murmu, condoled Krishna's death, calling him a leader committed to development. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences on his loss, remembering S.M. Krishna for his focus on infrastructural development and a prolific reader and thinker. Condolences have poured in from across the political spectrum, with Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and other senior leaders expressing their grief over the passing of the veteran leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the upcoming Noida International Airport will boost connectivity and ease of living for the National Capital Region and Uttar Pradesh. The Noida International Airport in Greater Noida witnessed a historic moment yesterday as its first ever flight landed amid the ongoing trials and was accorded a ceremonial water cannon salute. The trial flight, which came from Delhi and landed at 1:30 p.m., was carrying Airport Authority of India AAI officials and technical experts. The first commercial flight from the airport is expected to take off in April 2025. Upon completion, the airport will become the fourth largest in Asia. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that government plans to appoint 2 lakh Bima Sakhis or insurance agents over the next 3 years. Addressing a function to launch Bima Sakhi Yojana in Panipat, Ms. Sitharaman said 25,000 Bima Sakhis will be appointed this year. Finance Minister said each woman insurance agent volunteer will receive a stipend of 7,000 rupees per month in the first year, 6,000 rupees per month in the second year, and 5,000 rupees per month in the third year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the ambitious Bima Sakhi Yojana at a function in Panipat, Haryana, yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Bolusov will co-chair the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow today. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. The 7th Smart India Hackathon will begin tomorrow. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will virtually inaugurate the program. The program will commence in 51 centres across the country. It also includes 4 educational institutes of Chhattisgarh. The Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Jammu, is set to host the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 software edition tomorrow. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced that to mark the completion of 1 year of the state government, Jan Kalyan Parv will be celebrated in the entire state from 11 December to 26 of January. In hockey, India defeated Malaysia 5-0 in the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman, continuing their strong performance in the tournament. India will take on China tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.